借主，我们继续学习道理，互相勉励。
We will continue our study of the gospel.
我们继续来看以弗所书的第三章。
Let's continue with Ephesians chapter 3.
这一章讲到基督的奥秘，也是教会是神的荣耀。
And this chapter discusses the mysteries of the gospel and the glory of the church.
我们看三章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
说因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的替你们祈祷第二节
Two,
要必你们曾听见神赐恩给我将关切你们的职分托付我第三节
Verse 3.
用启示使我知道这福音的奥秘正如我以前略略写过的第四节
Four.
你们念了就能够晓得我深知基督的奥秘。保罗在这里谈到神赐给他的恩惠啊，让他做外邦的属徒。
Here Apostle Paul tells, explains how the Lord has given him grace to be an apostle of the Gentiles.
还有他被拣选了，神给他一个使命，要把福音传给非犹太人。
And God has given him commission to preach to non-Gentiles,
non-believers.
And this is the commission given to Paul.
他说同样的神也借着圣灵感动彼得往受割礼的人那里去传福音。
And at the same time, God inspired Peter to go preach to the Jews.
我们看到保罗好几次到耶路撒冷要向犹太人传道理。
And we know that Paul on several occasions preached to the Jews.
他说为我骨肉之亲啊，我真是常常为他们感到很着急。
He says, there is an anxiety in my heart for my fellow brethren.
明明耶稣是救主啊，但是他们不明白，跟我以前一样。
Because they do not understand that the Lord Jesus is their Savior, just as he did not understand.
所以因为自己的同胞不接受救恩他心里感到很伤痛。
So he felt very much a pain because his fellow brethren did not recognize the Lord Jesus as the Messiah.
所以他说啊，假使让要为着要让我的同胞同族能够得救，我必须被拒绝的话，我也愿意。
And he also mentioned how he would rather himself be forsaken for the sake of his fellow brethren.
那这是非常伟大的一种同胞爱。
And this is a great love that he had.
好像摩西啊，因为以色列民拜金牛啦，得罪神啦。
It reminds us of Moses' love for the for his people when they worshipped the golden calf.
摩西在山上40昼夜向神恳求祷告。
When Moses was up in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights,
说神啊，你一定要赦免他们。
He prayed to God and asked God to forgive them.
假如你不赦免他们啊，你干脆连我也把我的民族从生命册上抹掉了。
And he asked God to forgive them. If not, then let his name be removed from the book of life.
要用自己的灵命啊，来唤起神来饶恕以色列百姓。
He was willing to exchange his own salvation for that of his people.
啊，神说啊，谁得罪我，我就把他的民族从生命册上抹掉了。
But God said that whoever sins against me, that person I will remove from the book of life.
但是他还是继续祈求。
But Moses continued to pray for his people.
后来神说，好了好了，我饶恕他们了。
Eventually, God forgave them.
啊，这都是相当伟大的一种精神。
And this is a great love that these people have.
所以保罗对自己的同胞也是一样，他一直想要把这个道理传给他们。
And Paul had the same kind of love for his people. He constantly wanted to preach the gospel to them.
但他的同胞不能够了解啊，他一到耶路撒冷，有的就要抓他、绑他。
But his people could not understand him, and they constantly persecuted or tried to capture him.
哦，受到很多逼迫。
And he experienced a lot of persecution.
不得已，他只有往远点的外邦去。
And because of this, he turned to the Gentiles instead.
所以他对犹太人说啊，这个福音本来是要传给你们的，但是你们不接受，那我们只有把这个道理传到非犹太人的地方去了。
And so he said to the Jews that because you did not accept the gospel, therefore I have turned to the Gentiles.
其实神本来拣选保罗的使命也是一样。
And this is the commission that God had given to Paul.
啊，他为着要传福音啊，当然在外邦当中也有受很多苦啊。
And during his ministry work, Paul also faced a lot of suffering.
所以他说，我为你们外邦人做了耶稣基督被囚的，就是说为着传福音给你们，啊，我变成一个带锁链的被囚，关在监狱里面的囚犯一样。
And he said that for your sakes, I have become a prisoner in chains.
但是他说啊，虽然人会被捆绑啊，但神的道理是不会被捆绑的。
But Paul also mentions that even though men are imprisoned, but the gospel cannot be in chains.
啊，所以这是他所领受的职分，就是这样。
And this was Paul's commission.
他说，因为神借着启示啊，啊，使我知道福音的奥秘。
And also, he goes on to say that through revelations given to him, he has come to know the mysteries of God.
你们如果读我的书信，就能够知道我深知基督的奥秘。
And if you read that which I've written, then you will perceive my insight into the mysteries of Christ.
保罗对神的道理啊，神的救恩啊，相当清楚。
Paul had a very clear concept of the gospel of Christ.
当然，这不是光是靠他自己的学问。
And of course, this is not dependent upon his educational background.
而是神亲自启示他，让他明白。
But through the revelations of God.
我们看加拉太书的第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
一章十一节。弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思。十二节。
Verse 12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。这个启示啊，就是神透过圣灵啊感动，让保罗明白。
And Paul received the revelation through the Holy Spirit.
我们知道保罗被拣选以后啊，他先三天的禁食。
And after Paul was chosen by God, he fasted for 3 days after that.
因为他这个经历啊，实在对他来讲是很大的一种震撼。
And this experience of him shocked him totally.
原来我逼迫的就是救主弥赛亚。
He came to a realization that the person whom he persecuted was in fact the Lord Jesus, the Messiah.So he asked the Lord, what should he do?
他进到城里面呢、啊，人家把他牵进去，因为他看不见呢、啊，在那里就是禁食祷告三天。
And being struck blind by for temporarily, he was taken into the city, and there he fasted
后来
3 days.
他的亚拿尼亚为他按手得圣灵。
And Ananias laid hands on him, and he received the Holy Spirit.
虽然他曾经到耶路撒冷去见过使徒。
And he even went to Jerusalem to meet the apostles.
那当时啊，使徒还不敢相信说这个人会信主。
But the apostles were wary of him.
是巴拿巴啊，带着他去见使徒。
And it was Barnabas who opened the way for him.
主是见个面呢、啊，也没有说在那里从他们听到什么道理。
And even though he met up with the apostles, he didn't really hear much from him.
后来他到阿拉伯旷野啊，大概有三年的时间，在那里灵修。
But it was his time in the desert of Arabia for 3 years that he received the revelation.
所以神启示他，让他明白很多的道理。
And God gave him many revelations to understand the mysteries.
啊，所以因为他对救恩很懂啊，所以现在对耶稣的救恩整个就可以把它整个融贯起来。
And because Paul had a good understanding of the Old Testament, he was able to now comprehend the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神选召他做使徒啊，也是给他一些属灵的丰盛的奥秘。
And God chose him as the apostle and gave him many revelations.
那、啊、这个奥秘是什么呢？就第六节。
And what are these mysteries? It's recorded in verse 6.
说这个奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里面。借着福音、啊、得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
And the mystery concerns how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
因为以色列民的一族认为说，唯有我们是神的选民。
All this time, the Jews had believed that they were the people of God.
因为我们才是被拣选的。
They believed that they were the only chosen people.
所以以色列人很看不起外邦人。
And so the Jews despised Gentiles.
啊，他们感到非常的骄傲自大。
And they were very proud of their status.
啊，不跟外邦人来往。
And they did not associate with the Gentiles.
当然，以色列人不可能说啊，公然的把道理传给外邦人。
And the Jews would neither would they preach to the Gentiles.
因为他们本来啊，认为说外邦人不配得救的。
Because they felt the Gentiles were unworthy of the gospel.
但是这个奥秘是向保罗跟当时的使徒先知啊显明出来。
They were unworthy of the salvation, but this mystery is being revealed.
说外邦人要借着耶稣基督，借着福音来成为后世。
And the mystery concerns the Christ Jesus through the gospel.
就是成为神的儿女。
That through the gospel we can be children of God.
啊，能够跟圣徒同一个国度啊，不再分犹太人、外邦人。
And that we can be citizens of this kingdom, so that there is no longer a difference between Jews or Gentiles.
啊，要来一起承受神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
And together we can be fellow heirs in the promise of Abraham.
啊，所以外邦人要借着信主啊，成为属灵的以色列民。
And so. The Gentiles will become spiritual Israelites.
神的救恩啊，也要拯救非犹太人。
And so the gospel was to save.
对犹太人来讲啊，这是他们不了解的。当然，其实在旧约的圣经里面就有很多的预言。
And the Jews could not understand this. However, there are many prophecies concerning this in the Bible.
所以保罗说啊，他为了福音，他就做了这个福音的执事。
So that's why Paul said that he was a minister for this gospel.
啊，这个执事有点是啊，仆人呐、啊，服侍人的意思。
And the meaning of the minister is a servant.
哦，所以要把基督的丰富把它传出去。
And he was to spread the salvation of Christ.
啊，要让众人来明白神在创世以来所隐藏的奥秘，他是怎么安排的。
And he was to make known the plan of the mystery hidden for ages.
啊，他怎样借着教会来彰显出神百般的智慧。
And how through the church the manifold wisdom of God will be revealed.
所以保罗啊，所领受的基督的奥秘啊，福音的奥秘啊，就是来啊阐明基督里面的丰盛，还有外邦人怎样借着福音来得救。
And Apostle Paul was to reveal. The mysteries, the greatness of this mystery, and how the Gentiles will be saved.
那、啊、这个基督的奥秘啊，就是要借着教会啊来显明出来。
And this mystery is to be revealed by the church.
那、啊、这是在第十节里面讲到。
And this is recorded in verse 10.
所以耶稣在传道里的时候，他就讲了，我要把我的教会建造在磐石上面。
And when Jesus was preaching on earth, he said that he will establish his church.Upon this rock.
啊，他说要给彼得一个天国的钥匙。
And he gives to Peter, and the Lord Jesus gave to Peter the keys to the heaven.
说你在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑；地上释放的，天上也释放。
That whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven.
那、啊、这个教会啊，就是耶稣基督所救赎的团体。
And this church is a body of members saved by.The Lord Jesus.
因为借着耶稣为我们流血舍命，借着他的洗礼所救赎来的，称为神的教会。
And this and these members are called out by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
那这个教会是建造在耶稣这一块磐石上面。
And this church is founded upon the rock, which is the Lord Jesus.
还能够得胜阴间的权柄。
And it has the power to overcome the overcome Hades.
啊，有天国的钥匙。就是能够打开天国的门。
And it also has the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
啊，当然不是说主耶稣打一把钥匙啊，啊给交给彼得。
And this does not literally mean that the Lord Jesus gave a bunch of keys.
啊，这个钥匙啊，就是圣灵的权柄。
The keys refer to the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣说：“你们受圣灵，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪留下来；赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得到赦免。”
And this teaches us that whoever sins we forgive, their sins will be forgiven. And if we retain any sins, their sins will be retained.
神借着创立教会。
And through the establishment of the church.
他说有耶稣基督的同在，有耶稣的话语，耶稣的能力作为耶稣的脸。
We can see the presence of the Lord's Spirit, His words.
啊，能够有赦罪、留罪的权柄。
And we have the power to forgive or retain sin.
那所以让相信的人啊，可以借着教会来得救。
So that all those who believe can be saved through the church.
啊，神也借着教会来彰显出他的能力作为，也借着教会来得到他应得的荣耀。
And through the church, the manifold wisdom of God can be revealed, and glory will be given to God.
啊，所以教会啊，跟我们得救有直接关系。
So the church and salvation is directly related to our salvation.
有的人说啊，我们主要耶稣做我们的救主，有没有进入教会没有关系。
Some people say that it's fine if we just believe in the Lord Jesus. We do not necessarily have to belong to a church.
但是以弗所里面就讲到教会的重要性跟它的尊贵性。
But the book of Ephesians talks about the importance of the church.
啊，因为在创立世界以前呢、啊。神就一定要借着教会来救万民。
Because at the very beginning, the Lord wanted the had established the church to enable people to be saved.
啊，教会跟耶稣基督啊是元首跟身体的关系。
And the church is we can see the relationship between Christ and the church.
它是神的灵所充满的所在。
And it is a place where the Spirit of God.
所以借着教会能够显出神百般的智慧。
And through the church, God's wisdom can be revealed.
我们看二十节，三章二十节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 20.
说神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。二十一节。
Verse
21. 啊，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里面得着荣耀，直到永永世世代代永永远远。阿们。所以神在教会里面呢、啊，彰显出他的大能作为，超过我们所求所想的。
So Christ through His church will reveal His power and His glory.
啊，他要在教会里面，要在耶稣基督里面来得到永远的荣耀。
And through the church, He will receive His glory.
所以这个教会要充满着神的能力、作为跟荣耀、智慧。
So the church must be full of the power and the glory and the mighty works of the Lord.
所以在十四节以下，就是讲到耶稣基督里面的充满。
And so in verse 14, onwards, it talks about the fullness of Christ.
啊，要充满神的灵。
We need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
充满神的爱。
Filled with the love of God.
充满神的丰盛，充满神的荣耀。
Filled with the fullness of God and the filled with the glory of God.
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
说因此我在父面前屈膝。看十六节。
Verse
16. 求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。这里讲到说啊，我们要充满着神的灵。
Here it tells us that we must be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊、就借着恳切的祷告、啊、让我们圣灵充满。
And this is through praying earnestly.、
啊、我们就能够得到他的丰盛，我们心里的力量可以刚强起来。
So that through prayer we can be strengthened, with might through His Spirit in the inner man.
那心里的力量、啊、就是我们里面的那个人，里面的真正的我。
And the inner man refers to the person, the real person inside us.
所以神是给我们的不是软弱的，而是刚强、忍耐、谨守的心。
And the spirit, and God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of strength.
基督徒啊，虽然是啊温柔的、谦卑的，但是基督徒也是非常刚强的。
Although a Christian on the one hand is very humble and meek, but on the other, we are very strong.
好像那个水啊，很柔和，可以水可以充满各种的器皿。
Just like water, it's very fluid and very soft.
但是水也可以带来很大的力量。
But water can also be very powerful.
好，我们也是一样，面对一些困难的挑战呐、啊，但是我们刚强壮胆呐、啊，不怕。
And in the same way, when a Christian faces all different kinds of trials, we need not fear because we are strengthened in the spirit.
因为这是我们内心的力量啊，得到刚强起来。
That's because in our inner man, we are strengthened by the Spirit of God.
好像但以理有三个朋友。
Daniel had three friends.
啊，他们在巴比伦王的时代啊， 王叫他们要拜偶像。
And they lived in the time of they lived in Babylon, and they were asked to worship the great.
如果不拜的话，就要马上把他们捆起来，要丢到烈火的窑里面去。
And if they refuse to worship, then they will be bound and thrown into the burning furnace.
那他们知道这是不对的。
The three friends knew that this was wrong.
所以他们坚守他们的信仰。
And they remained steadfast.
所以。当时有的人、啊、就向王说你不是说不拜的话、啊、就要丢到火窑里面去吗
And some people went and told the king and said, did you not say that those who did not worship the statue
有几个犹太人、啊、他不拜你的金像
There are a couple of Jews who have not bowed down to worship
然后王就很气愤把他们找来
And the king was furious and he called them
说你们真的不拜我的金像吗
And he said, are you really not going to worship?
我再给你们一次机会
I will give you another chance.
你们如果跪下去拜就好了，如果不拜，马上丢到烈火窑里。
If you can bow down now, or if you don't, you will be thrown into the furnace.
那么三个人说啊，王啊，我们不必回答你了。
And the three friends says, we need not answer you in this matter.
我们相信我们的神啊，会把我们从烈火窑中救出来。
Because we believe that our God will save us from the fire.
就是神没有把我们救出来，我们活活烧死，我们也不可能去拜你的金像。
And if we do, and if he does not, we will not worship the statue.
哈、哦，王吓得发抖啊，就叫人叫几个壮士啊，把他们捆起来。
And so the king became so furious that he ordered the three men to be
bound. 把火加了七倍。
And he heated the furnace seven times more.
因为火太大了。结果那些壮士不到窑边就被烧死了。
And because the furnace was so hot that those standing nearby were burnt alive.
但是这几个勇士啊，他们却能够在火窑里面呢、啊，说火都没有力量来伤害他们。
But Daniel's three friends, after being thrown into the furnace, was able to walk around, and were unharmed by the fire.
圣经里面说，他们的坚定的信心呢、啊，能够胜过那个烈火的威势。
And their steadfast faith was able to overcome. These flames.
所以是刚强的信心。
And these are examples of a very strong faith.
彼得在主耶稣被卖的时候啊，他本来说啊，主啊，我跟你一起去死，我都愿意。
And when before Jesus was captured, Peter said to him that he was willing to die with the Lord.
主耶稣说啊，你今天晚上鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
But the Lord said that by tonight, you will deny me three times.
彼得说，我跟你去死都愿意了，我怎么会不认你呢？
And however, Peter replied, I will never deny you.
其他的使徒也是这样讲。
And the other disciples said the same thing.
但是他们看到很多军兵来，把主耶稣抓走了。
But when they saw the soldiers and the mob coming to capture the Lord Jesus, they all scattered.
啊，彼得啊，还远远的跟随主。
And Peter followed the Lord from a distance.
后来三次、啊、不认识。
And he denied the Lord three times.
主耶稣向他看了一下，他跑出去外面痛哭。
And when the Lord looked back and looked at him, Peter fled and wept.
他不是不愿意跟随主，而因为心灵愿意啊，肉体软弱了。
It was not that he was not willing to follow the Lord. It was just he was too weak.
啊、但是当五旬节他得到圣灵以后、啊、就不一样。
However, he changed completely after the day of Pentecost.
啊，被抓去在审问的时候，说我们明明叫你不可以奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名来讲道理。
When he was captured on the day and ordered not to preach concerning the Lord Jesus.
他说我们看见的、听见的，我们不能不讲。
He said, what we have seen and what we have heard, we have to speak.
我们听从神啊，不听从你们是应该的。
Is it right to listen to men and not to God?
啊，被抓去啊，关在监狱里面，准备第二天要来把他们杀掉了。
And they were thrown into prison and were to be killed the next day.
但是他还是一样安然的睡觉。
Yet Peter was remained steadfast.
为什么有这么大的一个不一样？
Why is there such a contrast?
因为光靠我们自己呀、啊。我们都是非常软弱的。
We have to see within ourselves. We are very weak.
但是神的灵在我们里面啊，帮助我们，可以让我们里面的人啊，能够刚强起来。
But when the Spirit of God is within our heart, it can strengthen our inner being.
啊，刚强壮胆啊，做大丈夫啊，不怕一切的困难。
It will give us courage and might.
所以保罗说啊，我为你们祷告，求神让你们借着他的灵，让你们心里的力量能够刚强起来。
So Apostle Paul says that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
啊，再来说，让你们里面啊能够充满基督的爱。
And he goes on to say that may you be grounded in love.
让你们的爱心啊真正有根有基。
Oh, may you be filled and be grounded in love.
因为主耶稣基督啊的爱充满在我们心中。
Because Christ's love it fills us.
我们天天感受主的爱。
We can experience God's love every
day. 我们很自然就会啊去爱人呐。
And loving others will be very natural.
有时候人家对我们不起啊，我们就很容易去饶恕他们，因为我们感受到主的爱实在太大了。
And if others offend us, then we will very willingly forgive them because we experience Christ's love.
因为你明白耶稣的爱是何等的长阔高深。
It's because we understand the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of Christ's love.
耶稣基督的爱常常充满在你心里面。
And Christ's love constantly fills our inner.
所以你才有那个有根有基的爱。
And in this way, we are truly rooted and grounded in love.
啊，你才能够真正的去爱人，去饶恕人。
And we can love others and forgive others.
所以说啊，要求神呐、啊，让我们有在爱心上、啊、能够不断的增长，能够充足。
So let us ask Lord to fill us, with His love.
啊，让我们能够爱弟兄姊妹，爱我们的家人。
So that we can love our brothers and sisters and our family members.
啊，爱众人，还要爱那些恨我们的人，爱我们的仇敌。
To love people and to love those. Who hate us?
这就是因为基督的爱充满在我们的心里面。
And this only can be done through the love of God.
啊，刚刚谈过说啊，有基督的大能大力，超过我们所求所想的。在二十节。
In verse 20 says that the power, at work within us is able to do far more abundantly.
充满着基督的丰盛。还有充满着基督的荣耀
and also filled with the glory of God.
所以这第三章里面是讲到教会啊，是基督的荣耀。
So chapter 3 talks about the church is the glory of Christ.
我们一方面啊，从神领受恩典，但是也在借着教会啊。能够彰显出神的能力作为，彰显出他的荣耀来。
On the one hand, we receive the blessings of God, but on the other, the church needs to manifest the wisdom and the glory of God.
我们再看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
第四章以后啊，就是谈到这个生活上的一些教训。
And chapter 4 onwards talks about teachings concerning daily life.
我们知道信仰跟生活啊，这是分不开的。
We know that our faith and our should be incorporated into our lives.
有一个真诚的圣洁信仰啊，也要过一个圣洁的生活。
And we need a true, sincere faith in order to lead a sincere life.
那在我们基督徒的生活啊，第一个就是要追求合一。
And the first goal. Of our lives is to seek for unity.
好，我们看四章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
四章一节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人当以蒙召的恩相称。我们既然蒙神选召啊，得恩典，但是我们行事为人跟我们的所受的恩典要相称。
And although we are called by the Lord, yet the life we lead needs to be compatible with our calling.
那、啊、这个相称呢、啊，就是好像天平上哈、哦、啊两边的重量一样啊就平衡。
And it's almost like a balance. It needs to be well balanced.
但利里斯里面谈到说有一个伯沙撒王呢。
And in the book of Daniel, mentions a king, Belshazzar.
哦，啊，因为 他做王以后啊，他把圣殿里面如来的器皿拿出来跟那些皇后大臣啊在那里饮酒。
And when Belshazzar was king, one night he took all the temple vessels and vessels and treasures and used them.
那这个神就在墙壁上写字。
And that night the Lord appeared and wrote on.
王看了以后都吓得两个膝盖相碰。
And the king was so frightened that his knees knocked against each other.
他说如果有人可以解释这个梦啊，就要让他在国中位列第三。
And he said that if anybody can explain the writing on the wall, I will make him the third highest official in the nation.
后来但以理跟他解释。
And Daniel translated the message.
说神让你做王，但是啊，你太轻浮了啊，所以你称起来啊太轻了。
And Daniel translated the message and said that God has found you lacking.
那所以你的王位啊，今天的你的国度啊，王国今天会到处接主啊，会归给马代波斯。
And this evening, your empire will be taken from you and given to Medes and Persia.
啊，结果那一天呢、啊，巴比伦国就亡国。
And it came to pass that that night.The Babylonian Empire.
所以神给我们衡量。
So God puts us on the balance.
我们得到神的恩典，我们报答神多少
？God has given us much grace, but how much have we repaid Him?
我们成为一个基督徒，我们的行为、行事为人，是不是跟基督徒的身份相配
？We are Christians, yet does our deeds are our deeds worthy of being Christian.
神要给我们量一下，量一下，
so、要评。So God will weigh us.
他说我们应当啊，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And verse 2 tells us that we should be all lowliness and meekness.
啊，这是基督徒的基本美德，也是主耶稣的美德。
And these are the basic characteristics of a Christian.
主耶稣说：“我柔和谦卑，你们要学我的样式，负我的轭，你们就能够。”得到轻省，得到安息。
And the Lord Jesus tells us that He is lowly and meek in heart, and we are to imitate Him.
他说这是我们基本的灵修。
And this is the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
谦卑啊，能够欣赏别人啊，不骄傲自大。
We should pursue for humbleness and to admire others.
他能够凡事忍耐。
And to be patient.
能够温柔的待人。
And to treat others with meekness.
那再来说，要用爱心呢，互相的宽容。
And we need to forbear one another with love.
就是用比较宽大的心呢，去接纳别人不一样的意见和不一样的做法。
And we need to have a magnanimous heart to accept differences of opinion and.
别人的软弱啊，我们也能够用比较宽大的心呢，去体谅啊，去包容。
And we need to forbear other people's weaknesses.
我不是看到别人的不好啊，就一直宣扬或者是跟他作对了。
And we should not make enemies of them or to slant or to talk about them.
用爱心宽容啊，用和平彼此联络。
And we should love one another and have the bond of peace.
这个忍耐宽容啊，都是比较好像消极的，不跟对方计较。
And patience and forbearance is a way of not.
但是说要更积极的，要用和平的态度跟对方联络。
Not taking into account other people's wrongs, but on the other hand, we need to establish a bond.
那这是促进教会合一的一个非常重要的做法。
And in doing so, we will maintain harmony and peace within the church.
有时候我们在教会里面哦，难免说我们意见不一样。
And it is inevitable that we will have difference of opinion in the church.
就想说好了好了，我不跟你计较就好了。
And sometimes we say, okay, I'm not gonna.
但是这样没有办法促进合一。
But by doing this, we are not establishing the bond.
没问题，没有解决啊，只是说啊，相安无事而已。
We've not resolved the matter, but.
那更重要的就是说，为了要促进合一啊，我们要积极的态度。用和平的方式啊来跟对方联络。
But we should we should be more proactive in developing a peaceful bond with other people.
啊，能够彼此有团契，很密切的结合。
So that there's communication and fellowship among the brethren.
啊，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And we need to have the bond of peace within the Holy Spirit.
因为这个教会，你如果不合一啊，不同心，不团结的话，啊，教会就没有力量。
If there's discord and disharmony in the church, then the church will have no strength.
啊，不同心的话，不团结啊，啊，这个福音就传不出去。
And if there's disunity, then the gospel cannot be spread.
所以这里讲到说，这个合一很重要。
So that's why unity is of such importance.
主耶稣在约翰福音的十七章啊，就是他要离开门徒的时候啊，他一直祷告父神。
And before the Lord Jesus was to be crucified, he made a prayer to the Heavenly Father.
说神啊，你要是给他们一个合而为一的心。
And which is recorded in John chapter 17, and
像我们合而为一一样。
To give them a heart of unity, just as the Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father are united.
因为如果彼此不能够同心啊。啊，彼此相争、相摇，啊，说最后就彼此消灭。
Because if they are discordant, then they will eventually destroy each other.
啊，不过在合一上啊，有七个很重要的要素。
And there are seven criteria for unity.
在第四节以下说啊，一主、一信、一喜、一神。
And in verse 4,
啊，一个身体，一个圣灵。
It says that there is one body, one spirit.
一个指望。
One hope.
啊，一主一信一喜一神，哈。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God.
啊，这里讲到七个一呀，这教会合一的条件。
And here there discuss the seven ones, and these are the seven criteria of the church.
所以合一不是妥协。
Unity is not compromise.
啊，有一次有一些。五旬节系统的教会的人呢、啊，大概四十几个、啊、到台湾的教会去访问。
There was once a group of about 40 members belonging to the Pentecostal Church, who
叫外劳西耶夫哈
paid a visit to our church.
啊，到我们台湾很多的教会去。
And they visited our churches in Taiwan.
啊，当然在台湾的教会本身呢、啊，他们。过去有一段时间，每年要有一次，啊，各教派集在一起啊的开会，讨论怎样促进合一。
And in Taiwan, there's usually they will hold a conference once a year where different denominations will gather to discuss unification.
啊，因为很多人都知道说合一很重要。
Because many people realize the importance.
但是要合一啊，不是说啊彼此妥协。
But being united does not mean we have to compromise.
必须要在真理里面合一。
We have to be united in the truth.
要在神的灵里面合一。
We have to be united in the spirit of God.
在神的名里面合一。
We have to be united in under the name of God.
这样才是真正的合一呀。
And only then are we truly united.
所以说教会是基督的身体，耶稣的身体就是只有一个。
And since the church is the body of Christ, the body, there is only one body.
属神的教会就是合在这个身体上。
And the churches that belong to Christ belong to this body.
再来是圣灵只有一个。
And there is only one spirit.
如果是出于神的灵啊，就会带领合为一。
And if a church belongs to the Lord, then the spirit will guide.
啊，圣灵不一样啊，就没有办法合一。
And if
不是同样一个灵，就没有办法合一。
And if the church does not belong to the spirit of God, then we cannot be united.
所以圣经里面说啊，有些啊，约翰说有些啊人已经出去了，从我们当中出去了，他不是属我们的。如果属我们的，就会合在一起。
And John therefore says that there are some who have departed from us. They have departed because they are not of us.
他说虽然外面还有羊啊，但是如果是主的羊，听主的声音。啊，就会合在一起，归一个牧人。
And there are still sheep outside of the fold, but if they belong to the Lord, then they will listen to the Lord's voice.
所以神的羊会听真理的声音，会听圣灵的声音。
So the Lord's sheep will listen to the word of God and also the voice of the Spirit.
再来是一个指望。
There is one hope.
所以我们主望不是在今生的利益啊，而是永生的真正的福气。
Our hope is not of this world, but of eternal life.
所以有的人说啊，你看有些教会啊，他们都在帮信徒做试验。
And there are some churches we will
用盈利事业啊帮信徒啊办身份，但是我们教会绝对不可以这样做。
The church will help the members get their visas or benefit the members in some way.
当然，我们有时候对信徒有一些帮助救济。
But our church does not do that. Of course, our church will help our members in some way.
但是我们重要的目标还是传福音。
But our main purpose is to preach the gospel.
所以我们不是用物质去吸引人来信主。
So we do not use physical benefits to attract.
我们把道理传出去。
We merely preach the gospel.
信主的弟兄姊妹有时候生活上有一些困难，我们就用爱心来帮助他们。
And if our members have certain problems in life, then we will try to help them.
因为我们的指望啊，不是在世界上，而是在天上的真正的福气。
Because our hope is not of this world, but of the heavenly kingdom.
所以这不能够本末倒置。
So we cannot confuse this.
那再来是一位主，一个信仰。
There is one Lord.
同样一个信仰在共信之道里面，同样的信仰才能够合一。
And one faith. We must have a common faith in order to be united.
还有一样的洗礼。
And we have one baptism.
因为这个洗礼是入门。
Because the process of baptism is
合乎道理赦罪的洗礼。
It's for entering the heavenly kingdom.
所以像那个使徒行传十九章有所一些人呐、啊，他们那个洗礼只是悔改的洗，那就还不完全。
In Acts chapter 19, it talks of some members who are baptized by John's baptism, and this is not.Still not according to the correct mode of baptism. Then there's one God.
这是七合一的七个要素。
And these are the seven criteria of unity.
我们先默祷，一起休息一下。
Let's first bow our heads and pray in silence.